We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Hey Coach, presented by Alpha Insurance. For auto, home, and life insurance, call Alpha. Also brought to you in part by Ford. For great offers on F-150, see your local Ford dealer. Proud sponsor of the Crimson Tide. Coca-Cola. Together, tastes better. Golden Flake, the official potato chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide. Bud Light, whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. And by Toyota, visit your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Now, live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa, this is Hey Coach.
Welcome to Hey Coach, presented by Alpha Insurance. For auto, home, and life insurance, call Alpha. Hello again, everybody. I'm Roger Hoover, alongside our producer and engineer, Tom Stipe, and we're glad to welcome you to Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa. Roll Tide, everybody. This is our final show of the 2020 to 2021 school year. Hey Coach will return in mid-August along with the Nick Saban Show as we get ready for the 2021 Alabama football season. But tonight we are with you for one last time in the spring and we'll be focusing on spring sports. First up, we'll be visiting with Alabama baseball coach Brad Bohannon. Crimson Tide this past weekend topped Kentucky on Friday night 10-1, powered by a huge 7-run seventh inning against the Wildcats on Friday. After Saturday's game was rained out, Kentucky won both games yesterday in a doubleheader in Lexington, and we'll discuss where things stand for Alabama baseball with Coach Bo coming up next. Then around 6:30, we'll be joined by softball head coach Patrick Murphy. Alabama was at home this past weekend, stepping out of conference to welcome 13th-ranked LSU. 5th-ranked Crimson Tide won Saturday 5-3, and then yesterday picked up a big 5-1 victory to improve to 36-7 on the year. So we look forward to visiting with Coach Murphy in person here at Baumhauer's coming up in the second half hour of our show tonight. To join us, you can give us a call on the Academy Sports and Outdoors hotline at 877-202-BAMA. A reminder, you can keep up with everything Alabama with the Roll Tide mobile app presented by Bancorp South. It's available at the App Store and Google Play. You can download the Roll Tide mobile app now for free. You're listening to Hey Coach from Baumhauer's Victory Grill, the official watch party location of the Crimson Tide. Brad Bohannon joins us next. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Today tastes like movie night.
Okay, whose turn is it to choose?
And everyone's favorite hit, pizza and Coke. Today tastes like front row seats for all, like cushions and popcorn, and counting the seconds.
Here.
Today tastes like a slice of the action.
Hey, hit the light.
Like we belong here and now. And it never tasted this good. Coca-Cola. Together tastes better.
Celebrate the Crimson Tide's 18th national title with the University of Alabama National Champions Visa Check Card and Checks from Regions Bank. As a proud sponsor of the Alabama Crimson Tide and the official bank of the SEC, we're here to help you keep cheering on the champions. To order your new Crimson Tide check card and checks, visit regions.com/GoBama. Roll Tide. Regions Bank, official bank of the SEC. Member FDIC. Terms, conditions, and fees may apply.
Ford is America's best-selling brand, and now is the best time to buy. Because you can get great offers on the Ford vehicle lineup. We build Ford trucks that offer outstanding performance and capability. We build Ford SUVs that offer versatile and convenient features to help you every day. And because Ford trucks and SUVs are built for this, you make Ford America's best-selling brand. Come see why at your local Ford store, based on 2020 calendar year total sales.
Not all heroes wear capes. Some wear turnout gear, fatigues, or uniforms. And some heroes, well, they look just like you and me. Whether you preach, teach, or are first to respond to the call for help, Alpha wants you to know we appreciate your service. That's why we've created special auto discounts for those who serve. Giving back to those who give so much is the least we can do. We're proud to honor our hometown heroes. Get an auto quote at alphainsurance.com.
Hey, Bama fans, Hibbett Sports has the hottest footwear from Nike, Jordan, and Adidas, including the latest releases of retro Jordans, KD, Kyrie, LeBron, and more. And Jordan, Nike, and Adidas apparel to match toe-to-head. At Hibbett, we reward you for your purchases. Become an MVP today and enjoy exclusive perks for shopping with us. Learn more at Hibbett.com or visit your local Hibbett Sports store. Hibbett Sports is a proud supporter of the Alabama Crimson Tide. Roll Tide!
Discover something amazing at Cook Museum of Natural Science. Explore a cave, crawl inside a beaver lodge, marvel at live animals, including saltwater fish, turtles, snakes, jellyfish, alligators, and more. Experience nature close up through interactive exhibits and hands-on activities. Discover why life is amazing at Cook Museum of Natural Science in downtown Decatur, Alabama. For more information, visit cookmuseum.org.
And the pitch. Swung on, a fly ball in the straightaway center field. Schultz moving back, can't find it, still moving back, and that's off the blue wall for a base hit. Wilson rounds third. He scores without a play. Hameter to third base. He slides in safe. It's an RBI triple for William Hameter. And the Crimson Tide now in front, 2-0, top of the third. Part of a great start to the weekend in Lexington as Alabama earned a Friday night victory against Kentucky Wildcats 10-1 in baseball. This segment of Hey Coach is presented to you by Everwood Treatment Company. Everwood, the official treated lumber of Alabama athletics. Everwood, wood treated right. This is Roger Hoover with you from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa. Now we'll go to the Academy Sports and Outdoors hotline and say hello and Roll Tide to the baseball coach for the Crimson Tide, Brad Bohannon, who joins us now. So everything going, Coach? Roll Tide.
Hey, Roger, it's going great.
Certainly good to hear from you. As we mentioned, Friday night was a solid night for the Crimson Tide. A 10-1 victory. Once again, a huge inning for your guys at the plate. What can you tell us about Friday?
Yeah, gosh, dealing with college kids is just unreal. I think Friday might have been our best effort of the year. Tyler Ross was just outstanding on the mound and a lot of production up and down the lineup. And I think we only had one hit combined between Peyton Wilson and Zane Denton, and we scored 10 runs. You know, not sure anybody would have expected that a month ago. And, you know, then we followed up Sunday with one of our worst days of the year. So kind of went into the weekend and we had the exact same conference record as Kentucky, very similar overall statistically, you know, batting average, ERA and all that. And, you know, had one of our best days and one of our worst days. And luckily we get to play again tomorrow and get that bad taste out of our mouth.
You certainly do, and some big highlights, of course, at the plate on Friday night, especially that 7-run seventh inning, but almost lost in the shuffle after all that was the great work done on the mound by Tyler Ross. Just what can you tell us about the effort that he had and what he's really given you that first game of the series each and every time?
Yeah, Tyler's been awesome this year. I mean, he's a huge storyline for us, and you know, he's really developed into a pitcher. You know, he got here, and he was just a Northeast kid with a really good arm that was just throwing the ball. He was a thrower, you know, with arm strength, and he's just made huge strides in his command and his secondary stuff. And you go back and you watch the video, and he didn't miss the glove very often, and when he did, it wasn't by much. And just really proud of his development, and I think his best baseball is ahead of him.
I think it helps him that he is a former position player. He's used to playing all over. He defends his position really well. Does that really fuel his competitive fire when he pitches?
I think kids that are two-way players for an extended period of time in their careers, I think it's very beneficial. I think as a pitcher, he knows how hard it is to hit, you know, and Tyler's just fearless. He's a really competitive kid. He's really confident, and he just really attacks hitters. And, you know, I had this conversation with him just a few days ago. His freshman year, he had a rough patch for about 3 weeks where he was giving up a lot of hard contact because, you know, he had a solid fastball, but he just really didn't have a lot to go with it. And he never shied away from contact. He stayed aggressive. He always pounded the strike zone. And at that point in time, I knew that he was going to be good for us because of that mentality.
Yeah, and that aggressiveness seems to pay off because every now and then he will give up a home run. But after that, we saw that against Texas A&M. We saw it against Kentucky as well. Just comes right back after these guys.
He sure does. You know, I really wish that we could bottle that trait up and spread it amongst the pitching staff. But he's fearless and, you know, again, just really proud of his development and hope he's got at least four really good starts left for us and hopefully even more than that.
Well, Kentucky picked up the doubleheader sweep yesterday. What really stood out to you the most about some of the at-bats your Crimson Tide had? Diodati had a home run in Game 1 before the 11-0 loss in Game 2. But what stood out about Alabama at the plate?
Well, it was a really weird day. I don't know if I've ever seen as much soft contact find a hole as that first game for Kentucky. I think they had five infield singles and at least two or three duck fart flares. And, you know, typically when you go into a weekend and there's two teams that are pretty evenly matched, usually one team wins one game soundly, the other team wins the game soundly, and there's a 50-50 game. And unfortunately, that 50-50 game, you know, the ball just bounced their way. And you know, we gave up a big number there in the second inning, and I really felt like the second game. And, you know, our position players didn't do a good job of just continuing playing. You know, I really think it kind of took the air out of us when they hit the three-run home run to make it 6-0. And certainly not an excuse. Our group has done a really good job this year of just playing regardless of the score, but we didn't do a good job of that yesterday.
We talked about this on last week's Hey Coach, looking at the outfield. Infield's pretty set in terms of who's going to play. You know, sometimes the batting order changes, but we pretty much know it's going to be Prater catching, Williamson at first, Wilson at second, the shortstop Jim Jarvis, and at third base, Zane Denton. And then there's been some mixing and matching in the outfield. What did you like about the games Alabama featured T.J. Reeves in left, Caden Rose in center, and then William Hameter in right field for you?
Well, William Hameter has done a great job in the outfield. He's a solid defender and he's been one of our most consistent hitters, so he's obviously been a regular. And, you know, in those other two outfield spots, we've got four guys that we've been kind of shuffling with Caden Rose and Andrew Pinckney and T.J. Reeves and Jackson Tate, and they've all got strengths and weaknesses. And, you know, I think every team, no matter what sport, your best offensive team is not the same as your best defensive team. And, you know, our home park at the Joe, the gaps are only 365 feet, so you can kind of roll the dice a little bit and maybe play one or two of the better offensive players. But when you go on the road and play in a bigger outfield, then you want to play a better defensive lineup. So we've been trying to play matchups and offense versus defense and just kind of guessing what's the best situation for that particular game.
What can you tell us about some of the diving catches we've seen from Caden Rose? Seems like every time he's been challenged, he's been able to rise to the challenge, and it seemed like he liked playing on that turf field at Kentucky with the way he was able to go in some slides and, again, make great catches in center field.
Yeah, I joked with Caden a week and a half ago. I said, hey, big man, you're not playing for your bat right now. So I do think his at-bats are getting better. He is doing a better job of swinging the strikes and making the pitcher work to get him out. And he's had some solid contact right at him, but you know, he's getting opportunity right now because he's clearly our best defender in center field. And golly, he makes a dive and catch almost every game. And he's another just really aggressive, fearless young man, and had never really played outfield before he got here. So really pleased with the defensive stride that he's made. And I do think there's going to be some more production on the offensive side of his game going forward.
Well, coming up, we'll continue our conversation with Alabama baseball coach Brad Bohannon. You can make your next tailgate or home game legendary at Baumhauer's legendary sauces and their convenient party trays. Visit Baumhauer's.com for more information. Baumhauer's Victory Grill, legendary fun, legendary food. Back in just a moment, this is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, singing can help you remember things, so here's some tips for parents out there during these tough times.
Number one!
Make sure your kids wash their hands for 20 seconds after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside.
Two!
Virtual play dates, social and physical distancing can help save lives.
Three!
Tell them they're safe and show your love and pride. Yes, we'll get through this together. Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can. But it's just as important to take time for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Fastball swung on and lined in a shallow right for a base hit. Hamburger scores. It's Sam Prater driving in another Alabama run. With his RBI single, it's now 3-0 Crimson Tide, top of the third. Hey, Coach, it's presented to you by Alpha Insurance. Visit alphainsurance.com. Find a local agent for auto, home, and life insurance. Call Alpha. Just heard a base hit for Sam Prater, and that was after he was, of course, the SEC Player of the Week. And the APS Performance of the Week goes to Bama Baseball's Sam Prater, as the Crimson Tide's catcher from Helena batted 429 on the week, three homers. That is your Performance of the Week, presented by APS, Alabama Professional Services. For all of your residential and commercial foundation, waterproofing, pest control, termite, and lawn services, go to alabamaprofessional.com. Roger Hoover, continue visiting with Brad Bohannon, the baseball coach for the Crimson Tide. And Coach, just how big of a bat has Sam Prater contributed to this lineup over the last few weeks?
Yeah, Sam's a heck of a player, and I'm not surprised at all at what he's doing. The only surprise is that it took him this long to heat up. But, man, he looks great in the box right now. He's really seeing the ball well and creating a lot of hard contact. And you just feel like every time he's up to bat that he's going to hit a double or home run. So he's in a great place, and he's really catching and throwing well, and expect him to have a big final few weeks of the season.
Has he been one of your best leaders so far this year?
Yeah, Sam loves baseball. You know, he's a what we call a cage rat. I mean, all he wants to do is hit and catch. And I think that rubs off on his teammates when one of your best players has, you know, the best work ethic and plays with good energy. And he's a really good teammate. He has a positive influence on those around him. And just really thankful he came to Alabama and have really enjoyed my time with him.
Who are some of the other guys in that locker room when things maybe aren't going as well that are really vocal and kind of inspire the team, fire up the team?
You know, Roger, that's kind of hard for me to answer because I feel like when we're in the dugout or on the field, I'm kind of the leader, you know. And I think probably from a player standpoint, most leadership takes place in the locker room and away from the field. So, you know, I would think that some of those guys, the Chase Lees and the Brock Guffey's that have been here a long time, have a really positive influence on the pitching staff. Tyler Ross has been a tremendous model to the young guys of how to go about his work. And, you know, positionally, I would assume that Sam Prater and guys like Drew Williamson and T.J. Reeves that have been here for a while are some of the ones that jump out that I would imagine have a really positive influence on their teammates.
And you mentioned Sam's an Alabama kid. A lot of the players you just mentioned are also from the state of Alabama, take a lot of pride in wearing the crimson. You got to love that and the enthusiasm they bring to Alabama baseball each and every day.
I wish we could fill our whole team with Alabama kids. I do think there's just something about playing for your state school. And, you know, I'm really excited for those guys in particular to get to play in Hoover at the SEC tournament. You know, the Landon Green and Brock Guffey and Sam Prater and, you know, all those guys that have been a big part of rebuilding our program. They haven't had that experience yet. So really excited for them to get to do that in 4 weeks.
Well, you mentioned a whole team full of guys from the state of Alabama, and that kind of leads me into some recruiting talk, not about any individual players, but we know the dead period is about to come up soon. It looks like the NCAA still has to vote on that, but June 1st, maybe things are changing compared to what it's been. Just how have you and your staff been able to evaluate players and go through that process over the last, almost 13, 15 months?
Yeah, Roger, I think any coach would tell you it's been crazy, and you couldn't just stop and be stagnant because nobody else was. So, you know, we've been doing a lot of Zooms and, you know, relying on video and contacts and really excited to get out in the month of June and to evaluate some of these kids that we've been developing relationships with. And, you know, we have a very unique situation in that we have to deal with a major league draft, both with our current team and with the incoming group. And I think we're going to have more, you know, fringe draft guys than ever before in that the kids on our current team got an extra year of eligibility last year, so you have a lot of these guys that are maybe draft-eligible sophomores, and that creates a much different scenario. In the past, you couldn't sign basically until after your junior year, and you pretty much had to because you weren't really going to get any money as a senior. And you know, now we've got some of these guys that have a couple years of eligibility remaining that can be a little more selective of if now's the right time to go out. And you know, we signed probably our best recruiting class since we've been here, this 2021 high school group. And I saw something online that we have three of our signees that are, you know, the top 150 players in the country for whatever that's worth. So, you know, we'll have conversations with those young men and their parents, and we'll get figured out over time if they're ready for professional baseball right now, if they want to choose the college route.
Yeah, do you think the reorganization of minor league baseball kind of changes that conversation for a lot of those players? And obviously the minors didn't happen last year, just a lot of spring training sites where they continued training. And now this year there's fewer teams, especially at the lower levels. Does that change things moving forward?
It absolutely does. And you can imagine I have a pretty strong opinion on it, but I think any young player is just crazy to go out right now unless they just get goofy money. There's just too many players for the spots that they have. I mean, a lot of these kids, even if they're taken pretty good, are going to be sent to the backfields. They're not going to get to go to full-time teams and play full-time seasons this summer because there's just fewer teams and there's still way too many players. So I think it's going to take a year or two for professional baseball to kind of filter out some of the non-prospects and get their numbers right. So I think it's a real challenge for any young baseball player to get into the minor leagues right now unless financially just – is, you know, a situation they can't walk away from.
Absolutely. Well, we'll continue visiting with Coach Bohannon when we come back. Alabama's at UAB tomorrow, home this weekend against Missouri. We'll be talking about those games when we come back in just a few moments. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
And now, a moment of chill from Coors Light. Coors Light, mountain cold refreshment, made to chill in a canoe holding a beer instead of a paddle. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Ford is America's best-selling brand, and now is the best time to buy. Because you can get great offers on the Ford vehicle lineup. We build Ford trucks that offer outstanding performance and capability. We build Ford SUVs that offer versatile and convenient features to help you every day. And because Ford trucks and SUVs are built for this, you make Ford America's best-selling brand. Come see why at your local Ford store. Based on 2020 calendar year total sales.
Thank you, Alabama fans, for your continued support this year of Golden Flake potato chips, pork skins, cheese puffs, and our great for dipping tortillas. Game Day brings out the best in our players, our team, and our fans. So go for the slam dunk and grab your favorite bag of Golden Flake snacks, because when you enjoy Golden Flake, you always win. Enjoy the simple southern goodness of Golden Flake, the official potato chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Hey, Bama fans, Hibbett Sports has the hottest footwear from Nike, Jordan, and Adidas, including the latest releases of retro Jordans, KD, Kyrie, LeBron, and more. And Jordan, Nike, and Adidas apparel to match toe-to-head. At Hibbett, we reward you for your purchases. Become an MVP today and enjoy exclusive perks for shopping with us. Learn more at Hibbett.com or visit your local Hibbett Sports store. Hibbett Sports is a proud supporter of the Alabama Crimson Tide. Roll Tide!
Hindsight's 50-50.
We'll burn that bridge when we come to it.
It's not rocket surgery.
Some quotes are better than others. If you're in the market for auto insurance, give Alpha's new quote and bind tool a whirl. With on-screen discount alerts, you can see how much you'll save click by click. And if you bundle your home or life insurance with Alpha, you'll save even more. A penny saved is a penny earned. Start saving with Alpha today. AlphaInsurance.com.
Head to Jack's to try our delicious new Southern Fried Green Tomato BLT, stacked with crispy bacon, fresh lettuce, and new fried green tomatoes. Or choose from Jack's Southern BLT lineup, including the big traditional big BLT or the fresh, never frozen chicken BLT. Classics in the making. Now available for a limited time, starting at just $4.99. Only at Jack's. All about the South.
The 1-1. Swung on, a soft fly ball, shallow right field that drops into no man's land for a base hit. Denton scores, station to station baseball after that as Diodati drives in his second run of the game. That's his third hit, and he makes it 7-1 Alabama, top of the seventh. Another solid weekend at the plate for Alabama's Owen Diodati. This segment of Hey Coach is presented to you by My Eye Doctor. Eye care and eye wear really are better together at My Eye Doctor. Now with 20 locations to make your next eye appointment more convenient. Visit myeyedr.com to learn more. Roger Hoover with you from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa. Once again, we're joined on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline by the baseball coach for the Crimson Tide, Brad Bohannon. And Coach, set up the rest of the week for us. Of course, Crimson Tide at UAB tomorrow against the Blazers at Regions Field in Birmingham, and then home this weekend against Missouri.
Yeah, so excited to go over to Birmingham tomorrow and play at Regions. Beautiful ballpark, and it's just a great opportunity for all the Alabama baseball fans and the greater Birmingham area to get an opportunity to see us without having to drive an hour. So we're really excited to get back on the field and get going in a positive direction. And you know, you hate to say this in week seven, but it's the truth. It's a big weekend for us. We host Missouri. They're beneath us in the conference standings, and they've been playing a lot better the last two or three weeks. And it's a series that we really need to win if we want to be in the postseason.
This past weekend against Kentucky, your pitching depth was tested. Where does the pitching depth kind of stand heading into this week's games?
Well, not very good. You know, with I'm not sure if I want to say we've had more than our share of injuries on the mound this year, but it's certainly been to the wrong guys. And, you know, I just haven't talked a lot about it, Roger, because there's just a lot of I don't know. You know, I think when you're talking about a player and he's got a broken arm or, you know, something that's very definitive, it's easier to discuss. And Connor Prelip and Antoine Jean and Jacob McNary and Brock Guffey are all pretty dinged up. And, you know, we just don't know when they're going to be available. Some are making progress and some aren't. And we're all disappointed and frustrated. And, you know, it is what it is. And the other guys are going to have to step up.
Certainly will, and a lot of young guys are getting some experience in the SEC. From those guys, are you seeing growth appearance to appearance with what they're trying to do, not only in SEC series, but midweek games as well?
Well, some of them, and, you know, I think it's a really hard year to be a freshman in college baseball because a lot of these kids, they didn't play their senior years of high school. They didn't get the opportunity to come to summer school, which doesn't sound like a big deal when we're a spring sport, but being here for the summer is just huge for their development. And that wasn't an option because of the pandemic this past summer. So, you know, one guy in particular that I think has made some huge strides in the past month is Jake Eddington. And, you know, he's a freshman from Missouri with a really big arm, and he's been working 90-94, and his command's coming, his breaking ball's coming, and just really pleased with how he's been throwing the ball lately and excited for his development here the next month and going forward during his time at Alabama.
All right, Coach, my last question. Alabama returns at home this weekend for conference play against Missouri. Just how much did you enjoy the atmosphere a couple weeks ago against Auburn when Sewell Thomas Stadium was at 50%? What kind of atmosphere do you want to see coming up this weekend against Mizzou?
Man, that atmosphere against Auburn, especially on Saturday for the third game, was just awesome. And for anybody that's listening, this is a really big weekend for us. I'm not going to shy away from that. And it makes a difference when the Joe is full or as full as it can be and when the fans are into the game. So please, please come out this weekend. The weather looks like it's going to be great, and our kids are going to compete really hard, and we need you to help us win a series.
Coach, thank you for joining us. We look forward to seeing you tomorrow at UAB and then this weekend at home against Mizzou. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide, Roger. Thank you.
All right, our thanks to baseball coach Brad Bohannon for joining us on Hey Coach. Softball is up next. Patrick Murphy is with us here at Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa, and you'll hear from the head coach of the softball team when we return. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Southern homes are particularly vulnerable to termites. In this climate, you need guaranteed protection. You need Cook's Pest Control and Centricon. Termites attack the Centricon stations, exposing themselves to an agent that eliminates their entire colony. Upgrade from old-fashioned liquid service to the proven protection of Centricon and Cook's Pest Control. Call Cook's today for a free evaluation.
Looky, looky, looky.
Celebrate the Crimson Tide's 18th national title with the University of Alabama National Champions Visa Check Card and Checks from Regions Bank. As a proud sponsor of the Alabama Crimson Tide and the official bank of the SEC, we're here to help you keep cheering on the champions. To order your new Crimson Tide Check Card and Checks, visit regions.com/GoBama. Roll Tide. Regions Bank, official bank of the SEC. Member FDIC. Terms, conditions, and fees may apply.
A Shiro's work is never done. You care for the house, the kids, and our future. We're so grateful for all you do. Now, it's time to care for yourself and save a little more for retirement. A free 3-minute online chat can give you the personalized tips you need to boost your retirement savings now. Visit aceyourretirement.org/Shiro today.
A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. She wasn't even really sure where she was at.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it. I felt so much better after my son told me, "Mom, we'll figure it out."
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
The 1-1 pitch, Kilfoyle puts a charge in this one to deep right center field. That one's way back. Way gone! Three-run shot for Lexi Kilfoyle. It's 4-0 Alabama.
Tom Canterbury on the call of Lexi Kilfoyle's home run from this past weekend against Louisiana. Glad to welcome you to Hey Coach, presented by Alpha Insurance. For auto, home, and life insurance, call Alpha. We're at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Roger Hoover now joined by the head coach of the Crimson Tide softball team, Patrick Murphy. And Murph, roll Tide. It's our final Hey Coach of the year. How's everything going?
I know, I can't believe this. And first, I just want to say thanks to both you and Tom Stipe, who's sitting up here with us, for everything you do for athletics. You guys are just great, great ambassadors. And thank you to all the fans who bought a ticket this year, who donated some of their hard-earned money for athletics, because it's been a tough year for everybody. So I can't say thank you enough to all the Bama family that have supported every sport this year. And it means a lot from every coach at Alabama.
Well, certainly. Thank you. Tonight's first question is brought to you by Alabama 811. Always contact 811 before you dig to know what's below. Call 811 or visit al811.com. And, Coach, you got to a part of the schedule where you're able to play a non-conference series on a weekend. Why was Louisiana a team you wanted to schedule? What does this series really mean to you?
Well, you know, every SEC softball team, we have 13 that play softball. Vanderbilt does not play softball or volleyball. So our schedule is weird. Everybody has a bye weekend throughout the, what is it? We play 8 opponents, so we play 9 weekends, and everybody has a bye. And our bye this year just happened to be late in April. So usually it's really tough to find a quality team to come in, because I would prefer to play at home. And Louisiana was open, and we've known Jerry Glasgow for years. Lacey Prejean is their assistant coach. She played for us. Just a great, great young lady. And we made it work, and we decided to do a 2-game series instead of a 3, because it is late in the year. And just couldn't have been happier with the results. Obviously, we won twice, but it was a win-win for both programs. Their top 20 RPI, their top, I think they were ranked 14th going in. You know, he said it's going to help him down the stretch in the Sun Belt. And they threw 2 different pitchers, which was good for us, because we got to see different pitching styles. And he also has a lot of Power 5 transfers. And throughout their lineup, it was Texas A&M, South Carolina, Arizona State. So it was a very, very good team. And it was 2 great wins for us. Montana started it, and then Crystal Goodman pitched really, really well on Sunday.
Yeah, 2 great victories for the Crimson Tide. Let's talk first about the Saturday game, 5-3. Got off to a great start. That always helps.
the first inning was just like, that was probably the best first inning we've had all year. After an out, we had double, walk, double, 3-run home run. And, you know, we had talked before the game. I said, I have some goals for the rest of the year. I want to average at least 1 home run a game. 2 doubles, 3 stolen bases. And then my part was I wanted to do some sort of execution to score a run. So either a squeeze, a slap and run, we call it in softball, a first and third double steal, something like that, where we had to execute to get a run. And in the first inning, Kilfoyle hits the home run. Tao and KB Sides hits the double, so already have those goals. And then Alyssa Brown and Alexis Mack had 3 stolen bases between them. So we accomplished all the goals. And, you know, a 4-run lead for Montana in the first inning is pretty darn good.
Certainly is. What can you tell us about the Lexi Kilfoyle home run?
I mean, I know you haven't seen us practice, but if you would come to practice, probably the first thing you'd say to me is, holy buckets, that kid can hit the ball. And between her and Bailey Hemphill, really, if you came to the field, Roger, your jaw would be on the floor because she hits it over the scoreboard in practice. And, you know, she comes from a great, great athletic family. Older brother is a pitcher at North Florida. Younger brother just signed with South Florida for football. So it's very athletic family. And I was really glad to see that because she's got as much pop as anybody in the lineup. And, you know, she is dealing with some sort of an injury right now, a minor injury. But she was able to hit for the weekend, and obviously that three-run home run was huge.
Yeah, you mentioned Montana Fouts, a complete game win, 11 strikeouts in game one. Why was it important as well to bring her off the bench, come in from the bullpen, and finish out Sunday?
Well, you know, we talked about it, and we were hoping that Crystal would get us through the lineup, and she did that and more. She was great. And then in the fifth inning, we just decided to go with Montana, and it was a two-game series, not a three. She usually pitches two games in a three-game series, so just to kind of get her ready for the home stretch. And she, I think she struck out six in the three innings and maybe gave up one hit, but it was a great relief performance by her. And we're going to need every pitcher down the stretch.
When we would talk before the season began or really early in the season, you talked about the depth of this team, how that would be a strength. Has it played out how you expected, or some people emerged and maybe didn't know would have quite as large role that have played a big role?
Well, you know, I feel bad for Coach Bo and his injuries. You know, I have a list too, so, but the shortstop and the second baseman both tore ACLs. And, you know, Savannah Woodard and Taylor Clark are doing a great job. And if it wasn't for those two, I don't know where we'd be right now, because obviously Claire Jenkins and Bailey Dowling were, you know, the heart of the defense right up the middle. So it's been tough. But for us to have the depth, this is the year that we really needed it. You know, Jenna Johnson's missed 5.5 weeks from a dislocated kneecap, and then KB Sides hurt an ankle. She was out for 4 weeks. So it's just it's sports. It stinks. It's a part of sports, but you know, you just got to deal with it.
One part of sports we love, inside the park home runs, especially in softball. We got to see that from Savannah Woodward, only the eighth in program history, first since 2019.
Yeah, and I don't know how Nathan Sheehan, I think he just threw that one out of a hat because I don't know how he does it. But it hit the wall and it bounced probably 20 feet towards home plate, you know, so it hits the wall and comes back. And their second baseman has a great arm. Well, she went too far out, and the relay person became the first base person. So when I saw that, I was like, I'm sending her, because a middle infielder, that's who you want to have the ball in their hands, right? And when they threw it to first base, I was like, she's going home. And she is fast. She's one of our green light girls, and she made it. And, you know, it is very exciting because obviously Maddie Morgan, I think, had gotten hit. So she was at first with two outs, and that was two huge runs for us because we were not hitting very well. And Savannah got two hits that day, so it was big for her. That's her third home run of the year.
How much do you love coaching third base?
I don't know. I think sometimes, you know, a really good third base coach, you can win a game by yourself. You know, if you're – I always – when I coach or I do coaching clinics, I always say – you want to be smart, but you want to be smart aggressive, not stupid aggressive. Because if you're stupid aggressive, you're going to get your team out of an inning or get thrown out, and you're going to look really silly. But smart aggressive is a different story, and I try to be smart aggressive.
Well, it's worked most of the time, so good job.
Yeah, <thank you.
laughs> We'll continue visiting with Coach Murphy when we come back in just a moment as you listen to our final Hey Coach of the school year. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Get your ice cold Bud Light. Bud Light Seltzer hip. Even though you can't go to the game, doesn't mean the game can't be brought to you now, hip. Just go to BudLight.com/delivery. That's BudLight.com/delivery.
Give me two mangoes.
Coming at you. It's a little short. Ow. Sorry. You know what? I'm just going to walk them over to you.
Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, and Bud Light Seltzer. IRC Beer, beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
I love providing for my teenager. When she's got a question, I'm there. When she needs some cash to pick up lunch with her friends, she knows she can count on me. But I won't always be in the next room. And because I love her, I want to teach her financial responsibility. That's why together we opened a Squad student banking account. No hidden fees, low balance alerts, easy money transfers. It's perfect, just like her. Learn how Trustmark can help you leave your mark at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
What widens the eyes, tightens the stomach, and flutters the heart. Adrenaline. Feel it for yourself in the Toyota RAV4, Camry, Corolla, and Tacoma. Lease a new 2021 Toyota RAV4 LE for $249 a month for 36 months. Offer valid through May 3rd, 2021. Well-qualified lessees with approved credit through Southeast Toyota Finance. $3,548 due inside. No security deposit with select equipment. $350 disposition fee. Excludes tax, tag, registration, title, and dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Southern homes are particularly vulnerable to termites. In this climate, you need guaranteed protection. You need Cook's Pest Control and Centricon. Termites attack the Centricon stations, exposing themselves to an agent that eliminates their entire colony. Upgrade from old-fashioned liquid service to the proven protection of Centricon and Cook's Pest Control. Call Cook's today for a free evaluation.
Looky, looky, looky.
You hear it all the time, the small-town kid who went off and became successful. But why is it that people think you have to go somewhere else to make something of yourself? At Alabama's community colleges, you don't have to go far away. Here, you'll learn new trades, gain the latest skills, earn transfer credits, or learn any number of things that will help you enhance your life. Alabama's community colleges. You don't have to go far in life. Visit accs.edu/gofar.
Hey Alabama fans, this is Roger Hoover. Join me on Thursdays at 2 p.m. Central on the CTSN Facebook page for Crimson Drive, presented by Regions Bank. This new show keeps you connected to Alabama athletics with exclusive interviews, fan interaction, and the latest news on the Crimson Tide. Make plans to join us each week for Crimson Drive, Thursdays at 2 p.m. Central on our CTSN social media platforms. Roll Tide with Crimson Drive.
2-2. Woodard with a fly ball to deep right field. That one is going to hit against the base of the wall for a base hit. Morgan comes in, and Woodard is going to come in and try for an inside the parker, and it's going to be safe, not in time. That's an inside the park home run for Savannah Woodard. Two-run shot, and Alabama leads it 4-1.
Tom Canterbury and Gray Robertson call softball for us here on the network. And that was Tom's call of the Inside the Park homer we just mentioned from this past weekend against Louisiana. This segment of Hey Coach is presented to you by Royal Furniture. You can shop Royal Furniture in Tuscaloosa, Birmingham, Memphis, or Jackson, Tennessee for the lowest furniture prices all season long. That's online at royalfurniture.com. Roger Hoover along with the head softball coach for the University of Alabama, Patrick Murphy with you from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa. And Coach, it seems like every time I talk to you, kind of off mic before we get going on one of these interviews, we always talk some baseball. How much baseball do you watch?
A lot. And I'm a huge college baseball fan, pro baseball fan. The Twins were my team growing up. Kirby Puckett was my one of my favorites. Ken Herbeck. Minneapolis was about 3 hours straight north of where I grew up in Iowa. So we would go up to watch the Twins in the Metrodome. And then college baseball I watch all the time.
What can you really, I mean, I'm sure you enjoy watching it, first of all, like you mentioned, you love baseball. What are some things you can glean from it, take from the baseball game to translate into softball? How has that helped you over the years?
Oh, it's basically the same sport except for the pitching, obviously. You know, they throw overhand, we throw underhand, but the hitting, the fielding, the throwing, the position of catcher, they're all the same. Fundamentals, a lot of people say, you know, when I watch a recruit and they say, she has a baseball swing. And I always say, oh, really good, because she's probably going to hit with some pop. So a swing is a swing, and a good swing is a good swing. A bad swing is a bad swing. So if you're a hitting coach out there, it's the same swing. Do what you do.
Certainly love that. Well, this week we hope Alabama does what it does. Have a solid weekend getting ready to take on the Georgia Bulldogs. What can you tell us about this weekend series coming up?
Well, Georgia, you know, the other night, I don't know if you were watching, but they got to play Oklahoma in a midweek doubleheader, which was similar to ours with Louisiana. It was a out-of-conference, a great matchup, and Georgia played with a lot of grit and resiliency and beat Oklahoma, gave them their first loss. So that's what we're going into. It's always a really good crowd over there when we come. They have, usually it's like kids weekend or kids day, and they have metal bleachers. and 3,000 kids are stomping on the bleachers. But quality team. Lou does a great job. You know, one of the coolest things this year is we're hosting the SEC tournament. We're probably going to get to that, so sorry about that. But everybody in Tuscaloosa and West Alabama will get to see every other team, you know, right here at the Rhodes House. And you'll get to see different styles of play and different coaching styles. And I think it's going to be just a fun 4 or 5 days of softball. And I really want our fans to come out to all the games, not just our games. Because we are known as like the best college softball town in the country, and it would really, really mean a lot to me if every game was packed, not just the Alabama ones, because that's what a championship atmosphere is like. You know, when you go up to Nashville for the men's tournament, or you know, Greenville for the women's tournament, or Hoover for baseball, every game is packed, and you want those athletes leaving Tuscaloosa feeling like, man, that was a championship event. You know, win, lose, or draw, I want them to have a really good experience, and it's about the student athlete.
It really is, and that's what makes, of course, the games in Tuscaloosa special. You got your final road series coming up this weekend. Have you liked the way your team has approached road games this year? Has it been different traveling with all the COVID protocols?
Well, you know, my director of ops, Kate Harris, she's done most of the work, because every meal has been catered to the hotel. I'm sure you've done that with baseball. So she's getting 28 food orders from 28 different people, and you know, sometimes somebody forgets, like me, and then she's got to text me and say Thursday morning, where's your food orders, because it's breakfast, lunch, and dinner for, you know, 3.5 days. So it's a lot of work on her part, and then she has to go get the food, bring it to the hotel, you know, so a lot of that the girls are getting used to. And you know, one of the things that I've said to the team over and over this year is, remember, after this year, and Us up here as well, we can do difficult things. You can do difficult things because you've been through a pandemic and you've been okay. And you've gone through school, through Zooms, you know, through not seeing your grandparents for a year or whatever it might be. So I kept repeating that statement all year is, you know, you have grit, you have resiliency, you can do hard things. And we're kind of at the tail end of it. And, you know, knock on wood that we'll be okay for the rest of the year. But, you know, the road trips have kind of been fun because we usually at a hotel, we have this, you know, and you guys probably do this too with baseball, but we have a meeting room. And that's one of the requirements that we ask of the hotel. And it's like a big family dinner. Everybody gets their food. They sit at this big table. And then, you know, otherwise, you know, sometimes at a restaurant, you know, you're over in that corner, I'm in that corner, and you don't see each other. So that part of it has kind of brought us together.
Well, only 2 weekends left in the regular season. Just how critical are these games? It's still a really interesting SEC race. We've been watching Arkansas. They've been leading the way so far in the league. But how critical are these next 6 games coming up?
Well, you know, Missouri beat Arkansas the first two. And I think tonight it's, let's see, 6-0 Arkansas. So Arkansas, you know, woke up a little bit. But they're playing at home, and I kind of figured that. And so it's Arkansas, Florida, us, and Missouri right at the top. And, you know, the only thing we can do is just worry about ourselves and go after Georgia, and then we have Ole Miss at home. And, you know, I heard Coach Bohannon talking about how important these games are, and it's the same with us because we want to stay at home for the postseason. You know, obviously we get the SEC tournament, but we want the regional, we want the super regional, and then that, to me, that's the best route to get to Oklahoma City.
Can't wait. It's going to be a really fun finish to softball season with the regular season coming up, the SEC tournament in Tuscaloosa, and then you get into the regionals, super regionals, and then Oklahoma City, hopefully, for the Women's College World Series. Just best of luck. Thank you for joining us in person tonight at Baumhauer's. You have some gifts for some folks that are here tonight. So,
hey, if there's any Alabama fans here, I got some hats up here. Anybody wants one?
Roll Tide, Murph.
Roll
Tide. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, thanks a lot for everything.
That's the head softball coach for the University of Alabama, Patrick Murphy. Hey, Coach, also brought to you by Coca-Cola. No matter your favorite game day food, it'll pair perfectly with a Coke. Together tastes better. Back to wrap things up for Hey Coach this school year when we come back. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. That's right. They can help save lives by simply washing their hands. Just 20 seconds of thorough hand washing after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside can help fight against the dastardly spread of germs. Armed with only soap and water and hands, your superhero can protect you, your family, and everyone out there in America land. Amazing! Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Part-time job, full-time hustle, all-time Shiro to all of us. You nurture, we listen. You teach, we thrive. You lift our spirits, but we've got to lay down the truth. It's time for you, our Shiro, to stretch for the stars. Start saving more for retirement now so you can feel prepared and live your life to the fullest. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org/Shiro.
A message brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
What widens the eyes, tightens the stomach, and flutters the heart. Adrenaline. Feel it for yourself in the Toyota RAV4, Camry, Corolla, and Tacoma. Get 0% APR for 48 months on a new 2021 Toyota RAV4. Offer valid through May 3rd, 2021. Zero down for well-qualified buyers with approved credit and financing through Southeast Toyota Finance. $2,083 monthly payment for every $1,000 financed. Excludes tax, tag, registration, title, and dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Hey, Bama fans, Hibbett Sports has the hottest footwear from Nike, Jordan, and Adidas, including the latest releases of retro Jordans, KD, Kyrie, LeBron, and more. And Jordan, Nike, and Adidas apparel to match toe-to-head. At Hibbett, we reward you for your purchases. Become an MVP today and enjoy exclusive perks for shopping with us. Learn more at Hibbett.com or visit your local Hibbett Sports store. Hibbett Sports is a proud supporter of the Alabama Crimson Tide. Roll Tide!
You hear it all the time. The small-town kid who went off and became successful. But why is it that people think you have to go somewhere else to make something of yourself? At Alabama's community colleges, you don't have to go far away. Here, you'll learn new trades, gain the latest skills, earn transfer credits, or learn any number of things that will help you enhance your life. Alabama's community colleges. You don't have to go far in life. Visit accs.edu/gofar.
Southern homes are particularly vulnerable to termites. In this climate, you need guaranteed protection. You need Cook's Pest Control and Centricon. Termites attack the Centricon stations, exposing themselves to an agent that eliminates their entire colony. Upgrade from old-fashioned liquid service to the proven protection of Centricon and Cook's Pest Control. Call Cook's today for a free evaluation.
Looky, looky, looky.
What's on tap next for Bama is presented to you by Bud Light. Whenever there's a Bama game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Next up, baseball. Tomorrow, the Crimson Tide will make the trip to the Magic City to face the UAB Blazers at Regions Field in downtown Birmingham. First pitch set at 6 p.m. Central. Full radio coverage available on the network. That's the only midweek game of the week for Alabama baseball. The Crimson Tide then hosting the Missouri Tigers in Tuscaloosa at Sewell Thomas Stadium. Friday's game at 6 p.m., Saturday's game at 2 o'clock, and then Sunday at 11 a.m. with, of course, full radio coverage available to you across the network. Softball team, we just visited with Coach Murphy. They will not have a midweek game this week, but they will be in action at Georgia this weekend for a three-game series, their final road series of the year. Friday's game is at 5 o'clock, Saturday at noon, and then Sunday at 11 a.m. for the final road games of the year for the Alabama Crimson Tide. We'll have radio coverage there. Of course, radio coverage of baseball and softball all throughout the rest of the spring, and we hope postseason for both sports, and we hope for very long runs coming up for Coach Bohannon, who joined us in the first part of our show, and then Coach Murphy. We certainly thank him for joining us tonight. This may be the final head coach of the year, but don't forget, Crimson Drive will be coming your way on Thursdays at 2 p.m. Central. A lot of coverage still to come on our CTSN social media networks. If you missed any portion of tonight's show, you can always catch it on demand on our Alabama Insider Podcast. Download, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. That does it for tonight's Hey Coach. Good night from Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Thanks to everyone at the restaurant for making us feel so welcome this season. For Tom Stipe, Jerry Kelly, along with Patrick Murphy and Brad Bohannon, and I'm Roger Hoover saying good night and roll tide.
Live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa, Hey Coach has been presented by Alpha Insurance. For auto, home, and life insurance, call Alpha. Also brought to you in part by Ford. For great offers on F-150, see your local Ford dealer. Proud sponsor of the Crimson Tide. Coca-Cola, together tastes better. Golden Flake, the official potato chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide. Toyota, visit your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. And by Bud Light, whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Crimson Tide Sports Network.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.